that in our third segment. And we're very pleased to have on our initial segment Mr. Armando Molina, who is the director of the new teatro, the new play that is coming out at the Fountain Theater here in Los Angeles, getting ready for a premiere with a very interesting subject matter. The play is called My Mañana Comes by Elizabeth Irwin, and it's a story of four busboys who are Latino and African American, and all of their trials and tribulations. Very interesting stuff. Armando Molina, welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having me, Antonio. It's my pleasure to be here.
So, Armando, in talking about My Mañana Comes, and listeners, we are going to give away two pairs of tickets to My Mañana Comes at the Fountain premiere. So stay tuned and, you know, get ready. I'll give you the signal to begin dialing, but it'll be you got to listen for a little while before we get there. Armando, let's talk textually about My Mañana Comes.
Well, you know, it's about working class. You know, the folks who are service workers, the unheralded service workers in America, and as the title implies, you know, My Mañana Comes. Tomorrow, the future is going to be better. And it's all about the American dream. Folks work really hard to achieve something here, and that's what all the characters in the play are striving for, and especially the immigrant characters, two one from Puebla and one from Juarez, and the fairly recent arrivals.
Mexicans in New York.
In New York. There are plenty of Mexicans in New York. I was in New York a couple of years ago at the in Spanish Harlem, and I was standing in a corner, and in each direction I was standing, I saw a Mexican restaurant. This is in, you know, Spanish Harlem, man. It's changing dramatically. The amount of folks from Mexico is huge in the last 10 years. So this is a story that takes place in New York, can take place in California. It can take place anywhere in the country, really, where you find immigrants. And it's an Upper East Side French fancy restaurant. And
in which borough is that?
Manhattan. It's on Madison and...
That's the money.
Where all the money lies. Madison and 56, very, very Tony neighborhood with Tony French food. And they work really hard to serve the folks in the dining room, who have a lot of money to spend. And this is this play, I think, is going to change the way you perceive these folks who serve you on a daily basis. And one of the hopes I have in terms of the audience members who come see the show is not only the folks who attend the Fountain regularly to have a different perspective on the folks that when they go to the dinner and so forth in restaurants and they see these people with a different view, a different eye, but also love to see la gente come down and see the play, folks from... you know, South Central and East LA or whatever, and sit alongside and share this story with the traditional Anglo audience members, and in a sense break theatrical bread, if you will, together, and walk away with a different view of this immigration story, which is like so powerful now, right? You know, you just mentioned Trump, and so I think that these folks are criminalized and vilified en masse, and I think that this hones in like a laser beam on the specificity of characters who struggle, and the real people with real lives and families, and they're trying to do better by their family, it's just a human story, for God's sakes. That's what Elizabeth Irwin's goal was.
Yeah, talk about Elizabeth Irwin. What's her story? She's the author.
She's the author, Anglo, a white writer who worked at a restaurant for years and just, you know, interacted with these folks. Anyone who works in a restaurant anywhere is going to going to be the experience. And heard these stories firsthand and really understood, you know, in close up that these guys, I don't know how many women busboys there are, but these folks who toil really hard were real people, and she was moved by that, moved to tell that story. She also spent some time in DF, so her Spanish is pretty strong, and so some of the scenes are scenes that go on for many, many lines in Spanish, no translation, no super titles, and I think that's a really brave and powerful thing to do, to have, you know, non-Spanish speakers really experience what it's like not to understand something. And I think it gives you a real inside, immersive view of that world. And I think that she has a great ear for dialogue. When you come to the play, you'll hear what I'm talking about in terms of just capturing the nuances of third-generation Mexican-American, who actually this character, he thinks he's Puerto Rican because he's living in a part of New York that's got a lot of Puerto Ricans. And then his syntax and the way he talks is very specific. The African-American fellow from New York is just captured really, really well with incredible specificity, and then the writing she has for the immigrant characters is not this cliche sort of terrible Spanish. I mean English. I'm sorry, but really captures how folks whose English is not their first language speak.
Drill down for me a little bit on these four characters. It's about four busboys. Who are they and what's their story?
Well, one of them, his name is Jorge. He's from Puebla. He is looking to do what so many immigrants are trying to do. Make money here in the States because there's just not the opportunity in Mexico, right? And he wants to build a house. And his dream, his American dream, if you will, is to build a house for his family in Mexico.
In Puebla. And there's a big Puebla,
the big
Colonia, in New York.
Absolutely.
That's where it is.
Right.
Nowhere else but New York.
In Brooklyn and in Spanish Harlem. And also in Queens, because they're actually living Corona, Queens, which is right next to, right near Regal Park in Forest Hills. And then Pepe, he's from Juarez, and we know what's, gone down there in the last few years.
War zone.
It's absolute war zone. So he's leaving that for that reason too, but his family's still there, his brother's there, and his dream is to bring his brother up so he can work with him. So he wants to look out for his brother to see if there's a job maybe at the restaurant he's working or some other opportunity. The Mexican character who grew up in Coney Island is just got a funny name, Waleed, which I never knew why he's called Waleed. I think it would be like a nickname. He's got a dream too. This is like a way station. He wants to be an EMT or work for the MTA or some other well-paying job that he could be proud of. The African American fellow, his name is Peter, and he is proud actually. He's content to be a professional busboy and really do that job well, and his dream, his hope is that that would pay for what he has to do to raise his daughter and feed his family. So it's an interesting view on the world of busboy. So
this is, you would call this in your business, you would call this kind of play or movie a slice of life.
Yes, it is very much a slice of life. That's a really good way to put it, actually, because it really hones in on those little details of people's lives in the workplace specifically, and their backstories, meaning what they want to achieve in their lives. I think that's what makes this play powerful too. There's a dramatic turn which we won't reveal now, but it comes about because of the pressures that exist in the system. The system is sort of rigged, to borrow Bernie's terminology. That creates a condition where people have to really struggle and do things that they normally wouldn't do in order to survive. And you have to see the play in order to see what I'm talking about. But they find themselves under these conditions and circumstances, not because of their own making or because of their own moral failings, but because of the economic pressures that work on them.
Is this a recently written play?
Yeah, I think it was written in 2014. And
so was the author influenced by any of this very current movement, the $15 an hour movement?
She had to, because
the
a big issue,
fast food worker
right,
movements.
Because
New York based.
New York based, exactly. But this is absolutely had to have been an influence, because a big dramatic question in the play is about them losing or not losing shift pay, which is huge. So they just get tips, and the shift pay is something that the house or the restaurant provides for each shift, in addition to the tips that they get from the waiters.
Mm.
So it's all crucial money. I mean, this is essential money for them to make ends meet.
Well, so listeners, this play is called My Mañana Comes by Elizabeth Irwin, directed by Armando Molina, who is from New York.
Actually am.
But has, like many New Yorkers, seen the light and become an angeleño. He's been with us for a while. He's I don't catch any accent.
Armando. That's interesting. I could do many accents. I'll become whatever you need in the moment.
Okay, I'm not going to go there.
No, yeah, right. Chameleon. Oh, my God.
I'm not going to go there.
He's growing a second head. Oh, it's a monster.
And let's, listeners, I don't know if you're interested, But if you are, when is this play?
We're giving away two tickets. It opens this weekend.
It opens this weekend. It runs for how long?
It runs through June 26th. It's a Saturday matinee and evening performance, Sunday matinee and evening performance, and a Monday night at 8 p.m. Very unusual, Monday nights at the Fountain Theater in Hollywood. But we're going to give away two pairs of tickets, I hear. And this
hold
is
on,
for
D'Angelo, get ready. We're going to get on the phones. Listeners, get your fingers ready.
Here we go. So basically, I'm giving you tickets for the choice of Saturday, April 23rd, 3 p.m., the matinee, or Sunday, April 24th at 3 p.m., or last but not least, Monday, April 25th at 8 p.m., should we give him a number?
Let's give him the number. Let me give you the number, listeners. And we will award these tickets to the fifth and sixth callers, two tickets each. You give D'Angelo your name, rank, and serial number so we can contact you. Do we have to they pick up the tickets at the location?
Yes, but they choose the performance time that I just mentioned, Saturday, April 23rd, 3, Sunday, April 24th, 3 p.m., or Monday, April 25th, 8 p.m. So they give Angelo one of those as a choice.
You got that, D'Angelo?
And then
Saturday, April 23rd, Sunday, April 24th, or Monday, April 25th, 3 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 8 o'clock. So listeners, you have to specify that. D'Angelo will take it down. Your name will be at the theater.
Yes. So Angelo will pass that name to the fountain, and then we will be waiting for them with bated breath.
So give them your email and your phone and your name so we can follow up with you. It'll be the fifth and sixth callers that will win. We've already got some regulars. 818-985-5735. That's 818-985-5735. Okay, so final, we have about another minute and a half. Mm-hmm. Final thoughts. What about you?
Well, my story.
Who are you and why are you here? Why are you here?
Why do I exist on this planet? My calling is to bring theater, to represent the underrepresented. I worked with Latins Anonymous back in the late 80s and 90s, 89 through 95, which is a comedy group that brought theater and comedy to folks who don't see their stories told on stage. Then I joined a company called Cornerstone Theater Company, which brought community-based theater to folks. And then I am currently the artistic director of Company of Angels, and we are a multicultural company that reflects what Los Angeles is demographically, multilingually, multiculturally, multigenerationally. So I'm here to represent, and I'm here to represent the other.
Beautiful. So my mañana comes. If you want to buy a ticket, where they can go online and
yes, absolutely, go online to thefountaintheater.org.
Fountaintheater.org. Tickets range from
They range from like very low prices. On Monday nights, for example, is pay what you can. A suggested $5 donation. So if you have struggling for a couple of bucks, you can come Monday nights.
Cool.
Tickets go from $20 to $34.
And this is an intimate venue, no?
It's a very intimate venue. This is theater up close and personal.
Beautiful. Armando Molina, the director of Elizabeth Irwin's My Mañana Comes, a story, a slice of life play about four busboys in Tony, Northeast Manhattan, their trials and tribulations with some interesting twists that we're not gonna tell you about.
No, you must come.
But it is very much a reflection of the struggles of today. That's it for us for this first segment. Thank you, Armando. It's a pleasure.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate
it. Let's take a short break, D'Angelo, and we're gonna come back in a flash and talk about water problems in California.